It was, you watched the same game I did. It was pretty good thumping. We could not slow them down at all, which has been a recurring theme the last few times we played them. And we couldn't finish drives offensively. I thought the turnover the first drive was huge. It was deja vu. Same kid made a play 2 years ago, took the ball away from us. And you got to give him some credit for doing it, but it was a killer. And just couldn't overcome it. We couldn't match him score for score, which is what we've been doing.
I imagine it'd be pretty frustrating. The 14 points off the turnovers in the first half was really the difference that let them pull away.
Really? Were you watching the game? Do you think it mattered where they got the ball? I mean, they averaged about 14 yards a play in the first half, I think. They ran 24 plays. My recollection, they had the ball five times, scored 28. Yeah.
You moved the ball fairly well between the 25s, but once you got in the red zone, you struggled.
Yeah. Well, we got had some penalties. Didn't convert a couple fourth downs. We can't snap the ball on two or three. I mean, one fourth and short. Snap counts on three. We snap it on one when they all jump off sides. Just things like that against a good football team. They got a pretty good football team. When you do that against a good team, you don't give yourself a chance. The things we couldn't do was turn the ball over, and we did. And we knew we had to maximize the possession. You know, I think in the first half, and you can say whatever you want. I mean, I think in the first half, we have the ball four times, five times.
Yes.
One count in the 2 minutes. And we get down there, we miss two field goals. They pull the ball out of our hands on the 12-yard line. In the other games we played, we managed to score all touchdowns down there, and then you're still in the game. This one we couldn't.
They had the ball 8 minutes in the first half. You were 21 minutes.
It's a good thing. Yeah, they weren't keeping it long when they had it.
You mentioned that fumble by Robbie. I don't say it makes a difference, but how big was that in the flow of the game to lose that?
Well, anytime you turn it over, it's big, but I think in the flow of the game, because they'd got off to a great start, scored. We take the ball, drive it right down the field, look like we're going to go in for a score. Instead of having it first down on, I don't know where they took it from. I mean, was it inside the 10? Instead of having it down there, they get the ball back at midfield and score again in about four or five plays. It was huge.
When did you decide on Orland today?
I never decided on Orland. I thought that he was going to try it today. He didn't dress and try it. So I guess with the trainers, they decided he couldn't go.
Did you defer on the opening?
We did.
Is there any? I'm sure you gave some thought. What was your reasoning for letting them have it first, knowing how good their offense can be?
Well, pick your half.
Yeah.
Down 21-3, just a quarter and 20 seconds in. Do you think your guys quit on you after that?
I don't think so. I don't know. We'll see on the tape.
How good is Georgia?
I don't know. I think they got a good team. It's hard to say. They beat us soundly.
You had a play. It was a toss to St. John, just before they called timeout. Was that a possible pass for him? Or?
Possibly.
Is it? Given the amount of emotion invested in any game, and given the outcome today, is it going to be difficult to gather a team to go play for the conference championship?
Well, I look at it like another opportunity. We'll see how they respond. You don't get those opportunities very often, so need to take advantage of them.
What's going to bother you most about the way your team played today?
I don't know. What kind of a damn question is that? What bothers you the most about how the team played? I don't know.
I missed opportunities, I would say.
Well, yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime you lose, the whole stuff bothers you. I think the penalties, the turnovers, the self-inflicted stuff bothers me the most, that we can't call a formation and a play together, that we can't run on three, that we can't run a play without holding. All those things bother me.
Any other questions?
The last change of quarterbacks was Kevin Hart. Was you just ready to give Lee another one?
No, it's just his turn.
Dean said that Kevin is being x-rayed.
News to me.
Was he probably telling about it?
Was it Morgan also hurt, or was he?
Not that I'm aware of.
Anybody else? Okay, thanks.